T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us now is the adorable Celia Jan. She is dealing with acute lymphoblastic leukemia. Her mom, Nicole, is here as well. Nicole, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Tell us a little bit about Celia and her story.
So Celia, she was actually diagnosed overseas. We were living in Pakistan at the time. Celia is half Pakistani. Her father lives over there. So we had just gone back after visiting my mom and dad over the summer. And she didn't really have many symptoms. She basically just had a fever that wouldn't go away. And so it was just the middle of COVID. We didn't want to take her to the hospital. And so we ended up taking her after like 4 days, and the fever just kept coming back. We would give her like Tylenol, ibuprofen, just to kind of bring it down. And so we ended up bringing her, and they told us that, you know, she's going to need a blood transfusion. We were like, oh, why? And we didn't have any clue, you know, what was to come. And so we ended up in the ICU over there for about 30 days, where they had given her her induction. And basically, they didn't give her enough chemo when we were over in Pakistan. The doctors had adjusted her dose. And so we ended up becoming high-risk patients because of that. And so she almost relapsed. And that was one of her, like, bigger parts of her diagnosis. But once we got to Dana-Farber, it was amazing. Like, everybody took such amazing care of us. And, you know, I remember we were coming over around Christmas time. We had gotten there, and I was just, you know, really overwhelmed. I didn't want to celebrate. She was only 3 at the time, so she was also overwhelmed, trying to, like, kick the doctors and bite them. She's like, stop touching me, and, you know, just really didn't want to be there. But she was great. Once she got over to the Jimmy Fund, she started loving the hospital. Like, it was a complete 180. You would think that, you know, she would be not trusting after, like, you know, such a different environment in Pakistan. The hospitals are not the same over there. But it was just, it was such a, like, a breath of fresh air to be able to go someplace and for her to look forward to going there and, you know, just being a kid playing with, like, toys and Play-Doh and, like, tablets and stuff over there. Like, it doesn't feel like you're in a hospital when you're in the Jimmy Fund. It's amazing.
And so what's the current treatment plan like? What do her weeks look like?
So Celia right now, she's in maintenance right now. Okay. So this is basically she gets chemo every single day orally at nighttime. And then she gets in her port, in her chest, she gets once a week chemo through there. And then her protocol is a little different than most of the protocols that the other kids are on in the clinic, because she's on an older protocol. It's kind of like a tried and true, not a clinical study. But that was because she was deemed high risk. So they didn't want to, you know, they wanted to do something they knew was going to, like, hit it hard. So then she gets not every month, but almost every month. They take 1 month off every 3 or 4 months, where she gets a lumbar puncture where they'll put her under anesthesia and they'll put it into her spine. And that is just to kind of make sure that, you know, they get everywhere, because, you know, the cancer can go and it can travel in different places in your body, like in the brain. And to get past the blood-brain barrier is, you know, a little difficult. But that's their best way of getting there is through the spine.
You know, to hear you talk about the difference from her at 3 years old where she's a little rowdy.
Yeah.
To now being able to handle the treatment.
She's still a little rowdy.
Okay, I get it. But
just more comfortable there.
But, yeah, right.
She's not, yeah.
But,
yeah.
But that's also the comfort level of Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund and the
yes.
fact that it's a community there.
Oh,
and,
absolutely.
And I'm sure for you it had to put you at ease knowing that they had the ability to get done what they needed to get done, even though, as we said, she could be a little rowdy.
Yeah, and they're amazing with the kids, especially the smaller kids who are scared to get their ports accessed. It's a big needle. It's like a straw because blood is thick.
Mm.
So you can't do the small needles. It's a big one. You have to do, like, you know, numbing cream and stuff. It's a lot for them emotionally. And, you know, she has become such a professional at getting her port access that when we did have a VNA, she has since left us because she moved on to a different career. But when we did have a VNA, she was asking me if we could use Celia as, like, an example for someone who's learning how to access the port, because she's so good at it now. She's amazing. And, you know, she's really, like, blown my mind at how well she handles this diagnosis. But we also try to not really tell her too much because I
right.
feel like she's too young to understand. And also I don't want to stress her out. You know, like, when you tell a little kid they're sick,
yeah.
they're like, oh, I'm
right.
sick. Like, and so they don't really understand, you know, at this age. And I think that I don't want to put too much pressure on her. I try to hide it. She thinks that cancer is like brown hair. She's like, she
right.
walks up to people in Dana-Farber and she's like, I have cancer. I'm like, whoa.
They're like, yeah.
You might not want to drop that bomb on them. Like, we're just
like,
in the elevator.
Okay. Yeah.
But she doesn't know. I think it's a blessing that she was so young when she was diagnosed, because she's just breezed through her treatments and she hasn't really even battered
half her life, right?
Yeah.
Or more, or
yeah.
Give or take. Yeah, just amazing. What kind of stuff is she into right now? I see she got her horses, so that's one thing.
Yep.
What else?
She loves horses. She loves Bluey. She loves
Bluey.
Paw Patrol.
Rich is a girl.
New
dad.
Season of Bluey is
yeah.
fantastic.
Don't even get me started.
Yeah, seriously.
I love Bluey. Me and my husband.
Yep.
We only will watch Bluey.
Bluey
is like the one TV show that we could put on and she could walk
so
away.
So Keith approved?
100%. Yes. It's like, oh, you want to watch Bluey? Perfect.
And they leave. They leave the room, but you keep watching.
Oh, yeah. I'll watch the whole season. It's
yeah,
awesome.
There are episodes where I'm crying.
it's
this just turned into like,
yeah.
this turned into promotion for Bluey.
Really no, but they don't need it. Yeah. I mean, that is a popular program, but yeah, good choice.
Yeah. So she's into everything, though. Mm-hmm. She's five, so she loves everything. We just had a Blue's Clues birthday.
Nice.
She was living her best life. I think she's had more candy on her birthday than she did in her entire life.
There you go.
Yeah.
She's talking about what
you got
for
cheetah?
Her birthday. A cheetah?
Yeah.
What?
Wow.
Cheetah Stuffy.
Pretty
okay.
good.
Yep.
An actual cheetah.
I was going to say, an
cheetah,
actual
yeah.
baby cheetah. I
courtesy
was like, wow.
of Auntie Alicia.
Yeah, there you go. Right, exactly.
Well, that is great.
So, I mean, cute as a button for crying out loud.
She
and
is.
Do you feel like she's kind of come out the other side now? Like, do you feel the – I know a lot of people have told us today
yeah.
that when they walk into Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund, hope springs. It's
yes.
like, wow, you look around and it's like, okay, it's going to be okay.
Yes.
Do you feel that with her?
So I definitely feel better after coming to the Dana-Farber. That was a huge shift for me, because my first brush with cancer diagnoses was in Pakistan in that ICU, and a lot of the kids over there were dying, and so it was really scary for me. I had never like seen any kid with cancer before in my life. Like, I've heard on the radio, I was listening to you guys earlier, one of the moms was saying, like, this is something that happens to somebody else, like, not your family,
right?
And that's the same thing with us. I mean, I was young when she was diagnosed. I still am young. I'm only 28. So for me, kids with cancer wasn't on my radar.
You were almost a kid to yourself in a way.
I'm
yeah.
still a kid.
Yeah, right.
Excuse me.
She's watching Bluey, for God's sake.
Yeah,
yeah,
well, that
right?
is true. I guess I got to get on board with Bluey.
Like,
right?
Have you given yourself a chance to take a breath at all during all of this?
I think definitely, yeah. We've been able to breathe a lot more now that she's in maintenance. Mm-hmm. We've had a lot of her blood counts not recovering, and we've had a lot of inpatient stays. And it feels like we're making up for all of you know, what we missed in Pakistan, what we didn't get for chemo. And I had a lot of distrust with doctors before this because they changed her chemo.
I didn't think of that.
Yeah, it was hard because, you know, our doctor in Pakistan got his degree in the United States. And I think that he had never picked up a book ever since. And he just thought he can do whatever he wants. He's like, we adjust the doses as we see fit. And that time I'm like, oh, okay, well, you know, you're the doctor.
Right.
But over here at Dana-Farber and Children's, they're so open. They talk to you about everything. Any small change in their prescription, any, you know, different types of symptoms that they're having, they invite you to do rounds when you're inpatient. They'll knock on your door and say, hey, do you want to join us for rounds? And we're like, yeah, absolutely. Like, you're a part of your child's healthcare team. And so that was a really big difference for us. Just being able to be open with our doctors and, you know, all of our team, they all know me. I'm like always nervous about something. They're like, it's okay, Nicole. Like, it's okay. Like,
yeah.
Like, but they still
but
take me
needed.
Seriously.
Yeah, right?
But exactly. So they know that I overreact sometimes, but they also take all of my concerns seriously at the same time. So they know how to calm me down, but they also know, okay, you know what? Maybe you're right. Mm. Maybe, you know, we'll check this out. And so that's something that really made a huge difference to me. And, you know, they're phenomenal with her too. Like, anytime she has a bad day, they kind of take the wheel and they distract her, and we have like child life specialists that are available to us at all times, and she plays with them. And you know, it's amazing there. You guys, I don't know if you've been in there, but you
oh,
would
yeah.
love
oh,
it.
Oh yeah,
for
it's,
sure
it's amazing.
It is.
I actually tell the adults when we're in Dana-Farber, they feel sad for us when we walk in. Like, if we're in the elevator with other people, they're like, oh, poor thing. And I'm like, she is happy.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
happy here. Don't yeah. worry about her. I was like, if you guys need a little pick me up, just come down to the Jimmy Fund. You know,
right.
It's probably a lot more dismal on the adult side.
But it's also amazing too that that you can feel that level of comfort considering what it was just like a year or two before.
Yes.
Where you had every reason to allow your mind to run in a pretty bad direction.
Yeah, I do have a lot of worries about relapse because of, you know, her not getting that amount of chemo. I think her prognosis is 80-90%, but in my mind I'm like, okay, what about the 10-20%? Who are those kids? You know, what were the parameters? Why did they relapse? And so what scares me is that it's not 100%. And you know, I think that there's a lot of research that still needs to be done. And we are very lucky that she has a cancer that is so treatable. But I think that it's kind of a misconception that, you know, ALL is like a good cancer. You know what I mean?
I don't think there's such thing.
Exactly.
No, there is. Yeah.
We have a lot of people that tell us, you know, it's going to be fine. She's going to be fine. And I'm like, I appreciate that optimism. Mm-hmm. But then in the back of my head, I'm like,
but you're the mom.
I know.
Right.
I know what can happen. And I know that, you know, it only took just a little bit of a tweak in her chemo for her to nearly relapse. And that scares me a lot. And, you know, I'm so grateful for what we have here, for, you know, the facilities that we have in Boston, just to have a team that listens to us, to have the support that we do, to have the medicine. I'm very grateful for everything. Even the decorations on the walls, you know,
yeah,
like in Pakistan, when we were in the ICU, it was a very small ICU. There were only white walls. There were, you know, stains on the walls. Like, you didn't know if they were bodily fluids medications, or you didn't know what it was. And it was a very small window, and it was terrible. And I was so scared. And as soon as you go into children's hospital, you know, they have so many fun things for the kids, like the lights in the room. You turn on the lights and it'll turn on like rainbow colored lights, you know, like so fancy.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
You understand why people feel comfortable there. Nicole Jan and little Celia Jan, thank you for coming by.
Thank you.
Thank you for your story. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.